Track 1. Welcome to the Home Study Course, sponsored by the Healthcare Training Institute, homestudycredit.com. This course is entitled Teen Internet Bullying, Effective Coping and Prevention Techniques. Our primary intent for this home study course is to provide quality education to foster your professional growth. The Institute has provided quality education since 1979. Hi, my name is Jared Baxter. I will be the narrator of this CD set. We appreciate that you have chosen us as a vehicle for you to earn your continuing education credit. The purpose of the course is to assist you in increasing your knowledge regarding how to treat patients, clients, etc., dealing with internet bullying. As each case study is given, if the concepts seem to be applicable to your situation, I encourage you to turn your CD player off and make a few notes regarding the application of the principle to your setting. However, these notes are for your purposes only and are not to be sent to the Institute. Also, each track is very content dense, so feel free to replay the track to review the content, either for your own purposes, or if you feel appropriate, play the track in an individual or group session for client education. Also, permission is granted to reproduce the CD. We encourage you to duplicate and give copies of this CD to colleagues, clients, etc. as you deem appropriate. We feel the information on our CDs is valuable, thus we have an interest in distributing CDs in as many ways as possible to benefit the greatest number of people who have a need and are receptive to this practical information. The questions in your answer booklet are sequential and deal with the section of content that preceded them. For this reason, to facilitate the answering of each question, you might read the question from the answer booklet prior to listening to that CD track. By knowing what the question is ahead of time, you will then know the content to listen for that contains the answer. So, just a hint. After you write down the answer to a question in your answer booklet, read on to the next question in order to give you a heads up to listen for the content that contains the answer to the next question. Merely write the correct letter on the corresponding blank line in your answer booklet. Each answer is only used once. Keep in mind, there is nothing tricky or hard about these questions. They are merely intended to verify the playing of this CD. For the purpose of brevity, most generally I will use the term therapist or mental health professional. However, don't let these terms deter you from applying the concepts to your situations. When you hear the word therapists, if your job title is social worker, psychologist, marriage and family therapist, mental health counselor, professional counselor, resident director, program assistant, etc., merely substitute the appropriate term that is the most meaningful to you. In short, don't let my use of the term therapists cognitively set you off track from hearing the content because your job title is school counselor, for example. I will also use the term client for the purpose of brevity. However, if you deal with patients, residents, students, consumers, etc., transpose client for the term that is the most meaningful to you in your work setting. On this CD track, we will discuss such topics as tests for online interactions, recognizing common issues, the evaluation stage, the direct intervention stage, successful termination, specific strategies for victims, specific techniques for internet bullies, addressing bystanders, and ideas for parents and families. So let's get started. On the rest of this track, we will discuss four important factors concerning cyberbullying. These factors are gender variation, effects of cyberbullying, the anonymity factor, and the impact at school. Abby, 13, recently entered therapy after being repeatedly harassed by her peers. Abby stated, "The other day, this girl with a username I didn't recognize left a message on my MySpace page that said, 'Go to my page, bitch.' My friend Becca was over, so we checked it out. This girl had a list on her page of the school's biggest hoes, or promiscuous students, and my name was at the top of the list. I thought, who spends their time doing something like that? But it really hurt. I don't want to go back to school because now everybody has seen my name on that list." As you know, the combination social networking site and internet diary MySpace is increasingly popular among students, as are numerous other such sites. Cyberspace has recently changed the lives of adolescents today. How they talk to their friends, how they do homework, and even how they pick on each other. Cyberbullying, or internet bullying, such as happened to Abby, is also on the rise, especially in middle school. A first important factor concerning this increasing trend is gender variation in cyberbullying. A recent study indicated that up to 21% of 8th graders self-reported being cyberbullied recently. Girls self-reported more incidents of cyberbullying than boys. Nearly one-third of 8th grade girls surveyed reported being bullied online in the past 2 months, compared with 10% of the boys. 17% of the 8th grade girls surveyed indicated that they had participated in cyberbullying in the past 2 months, compared to 10% of the boys. A second factor concerning cyberbullying concerns the effects of cyberbullying. As you are well aware, the effects of bullying in an online medium can be just as significant as face-to-face aggression, and perhaps more so because of the vast number of students that can be reached. One of the earliest examples of this is the case of Ghislaine Raza, a student from Quebec. During his 10th grade year, Raza used school video equipment to film a sequence of himself emulating a Star Wars fight scene. Raza forgot to erase the tape he initially used. Classmates found this tape and uploaded the footage to the internet as a prank. The video was downloaded millions of times, enough for the media to dub Raza the Star Wars Kid. Raza was so humiliated that he sought counseling and left his school. In addition to gender variation and the effects of cyberbullying, a third factor concerning cyberbullying is the anonymity factor. Anonymity on the internet often encourages the student carrying out the abusive behavior because of the difficulty of tracing the behavior back to the bully. Perry Aftab, founder of an online nonprofit called WiredSafety.org, interviewed a 13-year-old from New Jersey who had the hobby of making death threats against strangers online. The boy would gather information about his victims from chat rooms or personal websites, then threaten the strangers as if he knew them. The student stated to Aftab, "I would never do anything in real life. I'm a good kid, but I can do it online because it doesn't matter." Understandably, this anonymity also increases the terror of the victims of cyberbullying. Angie, age 14, stated, "The other day I got an instant message from a username I didn't recognize. I thought it was a friend with a new screen name, so I asked who it was. They responded with this creepy teasing and links to porn sites. It sounded like they knew about me. I ended up blocking the screen names so they couldn't talk to me, but I didn't know who they were or what they were trying to do. It really scared me." A fourth factor concerning cyberbullying is the impact of cyberbullying at school. According to psychologist Sue Limber, victimization online can lead to other types of victimization. Victims of cyberbullying may find themselves ostracized at school as a direct result of the online torment. Often, the bullying at school and online are directly related. One group of 7th grade Vancouver girls was recently caught in an instant messaging game where the girls would vote on who would be their next school target for ostracism. Unfortunately for teachers, while many forms of physical and relational bullying can be observed directly on school grounds, cyberbullying is invisible unless someone comes forward. This makes the job of addressing this victimization very difficult. I find that an initial reaction from many parents who find that their child is an online victim or victimizer is to cut off the student's internet access. However, as you know, experts have agreed that severing a student's online access is not a sound solution. According to Brittany Bacon, an FBI-trained WiredSafety.org volunteer, the internet is no longer just an advantage for students. Students are now at a disadvantage if they do not have access to the internet. Bacon suggests that, instead, parents should reinforce the process of students learning boundaries and manners in cyberspace, just as they should in other areas of society. For parents who are highly concerned about their child's internet life, I recommend the following first 5 steps to internet safety. 1. Before you let your children go online, learn how to use the internet yourself. 2. Be aware of what your children do online. Does your son or daughter have a MySpace page? Does she or he visit chat rooms? Use instant messaging? 3. Keep a good, ongoing dialogue with your children. This will help them feel comfortable telling you if something bad happens online. 4. Instruct your children in good etiquette. Emphasize that what they would not do offline, they should not do online either. 5. Display trust in your children. Snooping and secretly reading your child's emails may make you feel better temporarily, but these are obstacles to openness. Strive for a balance of safety and openness. This allows students the benefits of the internet while protecting them from most of its dangers. Set firm rules about sites and behavior you find unacceptable ahead of time. On this track, we have discussed 4 important factors concerning cyberbullying. These factors are gender variation, effects of cyberbullying, the anonymity factor, and the impact at school. On the next track, we will discuss two of the central problems inherent to internet bullying. These two problems are: internet bullying is highly sexual, and internet bullying is perceived as inescapable. Question 1. What are four important factors concerning cyberbullying?